The team members you onboard will vary widely in the speed with which they start building their team. Some will have great confidence and know many like-minded others. Others may believe that they know very few good network-building candidates and may therefore take longer to gain the confidence to reach out to strangers on platforms such as LinkedIn. Everyone will move at different paces, and some who start slowly may surprise you and build quickly after they gain belief in how building a team using the CC system can help others. Gaining a feeling for what is appropriate for a team member is part of your leadership development. Typically, you will get better at guiding and encouraging team members as you lead more people. If the team member you are working with has a good list of people and has gained confidence in the value of building their team using the CC system, encourage them to make a list of everyone they know. As they write down the names of the people they know, one name will typically remind them of another they can add to the list. Then encourage your team member to make a short list of people they believe would benefit from building their networks and would be open to the concept of network building. Often, they will have close relationships with great network building candidates. They may also be excited about the prospect of working more regularly and closely with these contacts in an environment where they can help the people they already know by introducing them to other members of their team and other members within the CC. In some cases, the person introduced by your team member may be able to build a team faster than your team member can, at the moment. You are always looking to build a relationship with people who can become leaders and multipliers quickly. So when someone in your team introduces a potentially great leader, it's great news. Treat that leader as though you had introduced them yourself. If several people in your team are introducing people with good leadership potential, think how much time this has saved you. When a person with good leadership ability and a strong desire to build their network becomes part of your team, they may initially benefit more from your help than the person who introduced them. In many cases, this will simply be because the person that introduced them has much less experience than you. And the person that introduced them may benefit from observing how you help the team member they have introduced. So, as you build your team, you will discover and build relationships with leaders that others have introduced to your group. In other words, to some extent, you now have others scouting for leaders as well as yourself. Put yourself in the shoes of a team member you helped to onboard one of their associates. Suppose this associate is keen to build their network and is grateful for being introduced to the CC ecosystem. In that case, your team member is bound to be excited and eager to start introducing others. However, at some point, their list of great potential team-building partners will run out. Before their list does run out, it is important to show them how to start finding great candidates on platforms such as LinkedIn. As described by Tanya Menon in her excellent TED Talk, the secret to great opportunities lies in the people you have not yet met. Fortunately, we have developed some great tools to help us find like-minded others on LinkedIn. When your team member discovers and onboards someone using our systematic approach, their new member should also have confidence in reaching out to others they have not yet met. Some of your team members may have barriers to reaching out to others they don't know. For example, they may fear that others will believe they are contacting them intending to sell them something. You can overcome such barriers with your team member by explaining that they are reaching out to others intending to benefit them. They are not reaching out to others in the hope of achieving a transaction or any other immediate benefit. Your team member will, of course, benefit indirectly when they build trusted relationships with others who will in turn advocate for them. It is also good to point out to your team member that those they send connection requests will not see them as wanting to sell them anything if they have a small paragraph at the top of their about section which has words to the effect: although you and I may not be able to do business together directly, it is highly likely that I will know others that will be good contacts for you. I enjoy helping others who, like me, also enjoy building trusted relationships and have a pay-it-forward attitude. This will be further supported by a connection request message saying what they liked about the other person's profile and suggesting that they get to know each other face-to-face with a quick Zoom conversation. Let your new team member know that you will help them set up the process of searching for like-minded people on LinkedIn, make minor tweaks to their LinkedIn profile, and set up great connection request messages. Also, point out that we have some great tools to make this process much easier for them.